Good morning. We are extremely pleased that you are here. It is good to come together for the purpose of co-creating. Do you agree?
Yes.
You are knowing what you are wanting?
Yes.
Are you enjoying the expansion of your desire? Are you enjoying the expansion of your desire? We're really not reaching for more volume from you. We were looking more for vibrational alignment with your words. In other words, it's easy to say yes, but not quite so easy to feel it. It's easy to say a lot of things, isn't it? It's easy to say, I want that. When really, I feel like I can't have it. It's easy to say, I'm worthy, when sometimes I think that I am not. It's easy to say, I expect the best, when I'm feeling discouraged. And so the reason that we are nitpicking a bit over the words that you are using as you respond to our most important question that will ever be put forth to you, are you enjoying the expansion of your own desire? The reason that we're nitpicking there is because until you say yes to that and really mean it, you cannot have a joyful experience because you will always be expanding. There will always, always be a gap between where you stand and what you are now from where you stand wanting. It's such an interesting thing. The contrast that surrounds you here in this leading-edge time-space reality will cause you to give birth to constant new desires. And there will always be a period of time between contrast helping you to know what you don't want, which helps you to know what you do want, and you're becoming a vibrational match to what you do want. That's why we were nitpicking earlier when we said, are you enjoying the expansion of your desire? And what that really means is, we're going to put it to you in the hard words. That means when life has caused you to realize that you want something that you have not figured out how to make happen, but you want it, are you still joyful in the interim? Or are you discouraged about it not yet happening? And most of our physical friends would say, well, it depends on how long that gap is. I can take it for a day, even a week. But those things that it seems that I've wanted for so long that have not yet come to physical fruition, those things are harder for me to feel good about. And we say, and yet, you've got to find a way of feeling good where you are, or you cannot close the gap between where you are and where you want to be. You are vibrational beings. Have you come to realize that? What you see with your eyes is a vibrational interpretation. What you hear is a vibrational interpretation. All of your physical senses are interpreting vibration and reflecting it back to you in what you call my real life experience. And we want you to begin to associate yourself with vibration more than you do with the flesh, blood, and bone of your experience. Because when you begin to accept that you are vibrational beings, then you begin to listen or feel for the vibrational message that is always within you, that is letting you know the most important things. For example, do you know that you are source energy in a physical body? And do you know that the source energy part of you did not all come here with you? In other words, that soul or source part of you still remains vibrationally based, non-physically based. The larger part of you is that vibrational, what some of you call spirit or soul or source, but it's the eternal, expanded you. So that non-physical part of you from which you came forth still remains non-physically, vibrationally focused. and is, by the way, pure positive energy, meaning no resistance that you could notice in that vibration. So then here you come as an extension of that into this leading edge time-space reality where you are surrounded by contrast. And the contrast is there for very good reason. It's there because it must be, first of all. It's there because all things that have ever been continue to be vibrationally. There is no ceasing to be of anything. So that non-physical energy stream that was you, that expressed part of itself into what you know as you, is now exploring the variety of your leading edge time-space reality. And as you explore that variety, you cannot help but come to constant, personal, individual, unique preferences. It happens all day, every day. Whenever you know what you don't want, you know more clearly what you do want. And even if you're not talking about it, you cannot help but know what would be better, what would be better, what would be better. It is the orientation of the eternalness that is all of us. So each time you have an experience, no matter how dramatic or simple it seems to be to you, the comparison happens at all levels of your being, and you are constantly emitting, even cellularly, sometimes what you would call unconsciously and consciously, rockets of desires, preferences. This would be better, this would be better, this would be better, this would be better, even if you're not putting words to it, which in the majority of cases you are not. Now, this is so exciting because what that means is the source energy that was you before you came forth into this physical body is now having this expanded experience because of you. Do you know that when you are living an experience and you say, I don't have enough clarity, that your desire for clarity causes the non-physical part of you to have more clarity about that subject? Do you get that? Do you know that when you feel sick, you offer a rocket of desire, and the source energy part of you rides that rocket of desire and becomes weller? Now, friends, this is really a leading edge way of looking at this, but it is important that you somehow get hold of the vibrational relationship between the you that was you before you were you in this physical body that is expanding through you.